The illness of Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist, who's battling thyroid cancer, is prompting a debate among legal scholars. Should justices really have lifetime tenure? An article in the New York Times this week features a proposal for a kind of judicial term limit floated by two law professors. This would allow the president to appoint one new Supreme Court justice during each two-year session of Congress without waiting for a vacancy. Joining us to discuss this and other ideas for Supreme Court term limits is Slate and day-to-day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, what is this idea? Explain this a little more, could you?
Essentially, Alex, it's exactly as you described it. It would have a new appointment every 2 years to the Supreme Court, with the nine most recent appointees acting as sort of active members of the court, and all of the other ones who had become increasingly senior would sort of be farmed out to the other federal courts in a kind of big federal judicial bullpen. That's only one of the proposals. That one would sort of establish a de facto 18-year term limit. Others say mandatory retirement at age 65. Others say rotate judges on a five-year basis. So that one is the most recent of a whole host of ideas that are being floated out there.
But aren't lifetime appointments in the Constitution, as you say, Dahlia? So wouldn't you have to change the Constitution to do this?
Well, a lot of the proposals to get rid of lifetime tenure do involve amending the Constitution. But the specific 18-year term limit, sort of every 2 years plan, really doesn't, because all it would be doing is saying, we're not taking away your lifetime appointment. We're just saying that after 18 years, you're going to go serve as a pinch hitter on the Ninth Circuit.
Well, is this just about the illness of Mr. Rehnquist? I mean, why these ideas now about limiting service for the Supreme Court?
Well, I think that the crucial thing to understand is that when the Constitutional Convention first talked about lifetime tenure for federal judges, the average life expectancy of a judge, Alex, was 39 years, if they were lucky, of anyone, I should say, not just a judge. Now you're looking at people who are on the court for 30 years, like Justice Rehnquist has been, and there's a feeling that they're there too long. Specifically, I think the complaints are that there are so few retirements, particularly for the Supreme Court, which hasn't seen a retirement now in almost 11 years, that every retirement turns into sort of national crisis of a judicial appointment war. I think there's a feeling that older judges are increasingly out of touch with the mainstream, and a real feeling that lifetime tenure creates this sort of hubris, this feeling that judges are inviolate, they're accountable to nobody. And I think another complaint that is really surfacing now with Rehnquist's thyroid cancer and his failure to retire is that lifetime appointments increase the possibility of sort of strategic retirements of justices who hold on longer than they should because they want to retire only when a president who is sympathetic to their ideology is in office. And so I think that these accumulated ideas suggest that judges and justices are not being careful about when they retire.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. She's a regular analyst here at Day to Day. Thanks, Dahlia.
My pleasure.